You know, Gary, I think if there was a theme that I try to weave things together this week, it was people who really care about cities. And you've got Father Episcopal Priest, we were just talking to Father Richard Dalton, who is with his Look Up Detroit for many years, has been pulling things together and trying to get just the people to see that there's more to this city than sometimes the very dark headlines that are there. On the other hand, we have some people who are on a national level looking for ways to help communities that are trying to just get a foothold to help themselves. And to talk about that today, we have Rick Herman, who is the president of Wheat Ridge Ministries. And Rick, thank you very much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about the vision of Wheat Ridge Ministries, which has been around since, 1905, am I right?
Well, that is correct. We started in Wheat Ridge, Colorado in 1905 as a tuberculosis hospital that was operated and owned by Lutherans around the United States. And when that disease was cured, the leaders at that time decided that their job wasn't over and decided to turn their attention to other emerging health and human service issues. And our niche became seeding those new ministries as they came about. And so we've been at that for probably close to 50 years now. And evolved gradually, of course, but really have a great time with inspired leaders that are trying to do some good things in their communities.
Is there any way that you can track, like, all of the different programs that you've helped fund and support? It seems like it'd be wonderful to figure out how you could go back even,
Yeah,
have you done that?
That's a great question, and we always are challenged by what we call knowledge management. That's one aspect of that, you know, knowing what has happened and how those seeds have taken root.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things that certain projects we know of that have really blossomed and have become very well known, and among those in the Christian Church, Stephen's Ministry is a huge national ministry that was seeded. Got its founding grant from Wheat Ridge Ministries.
No kidding! I did not know that. Our church is looking into that right now. I had no idea.
I didn't either. I'll bet there's a lot of things that we just kind of take for granted that you may have been involved in, or Wheat Ridge Ministries may have been involved in from the start.
And seeding that's wonderful. And they're based in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, out of St. Louis, and they're all over the world these days.
Oh yes, incredible ministry.
Parish Nurse Movement is another that got its founding grant from Wheat Ridge Ministries and has now also become an international outreach from churches all over the world. So once in a while, those seeds really blossom into really great big things, but we're just as happy with local efforts that
I love
are making
that.
A difference in their community.
Yeah. Now, before we get to our area, go ahead, Terry.
Oh, I was going to go to our area.
I was going to say, before we do that, you are also international, though, too, aren't you, in your outreach?
We do some work internationally. These days, interestingly, it's become a little easier for us to do that because the world has grown smaller, and between the internet and travel being so easy these days, a lot of our international work has U.S. partners. We're not a large enough organization to have people on the ground in other countries, so we have to work in partnerships and communicate a lot. So, so about 15% of our work at any one time is international. The bulk of it, though, is in the U.S.
Do you do things like have grants to get things going? Or do people, say, for instance, write into Wheat Ridge and say, I've got this concept going? What does it take to get involved and get your help seeding a project?
You described it pretty accurately. We're known by most as a grant maker. We surround those grants, we like to think, with a lot of TLC, and we see ourselves sort of as a cheerleader for these new initiatives. As you can imagine, it's not getting any easier these days for someone or some group to start something new and have it be sustained over time. So we have a variety of grant programs We try to also point people to other connections that they might pursue. Try to provide, when we can, either some direct technical support or help them find that in other places. So, but the at the root of that is our grant programs that provide financial resources. At a time, typically what happens is groups that and individuals that want to support a new effort, they want to see that it's sort of successful first, and so it's really hard to get that first set of resources.
It's like venture capital in many ways, Gary, isn't it?
Well, and yes, and even more difficult maybe because you've got to find somebody that's willing to just give you the money, not just invest it.
That's true.
So, in which case... Grace in Action Church here in Southwest Detroit has somehow found you, and you're supporting their Dreams in Action program, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They're a great example of our seeding and how excited we get when we see great new programs in communities. So Grace in Action received a grant from us a few years ago for their programs,
their Dreams in Action,
in Detroit.
Yeah.
And since then, they've actually gotten a second grant from us, which came from a new way that we're seeding. We've launched our own crowdfunding site called WeRaise.
I'm sorry, what was it called, please?
WeRaise,
and it's a crowdfunding site.
Neat idea. Neat idea.
Yeah. So anyhow, they received a grant from us for their collectives. You may be aware of those. They have various things that they're doing to help young people.
Well, I was going to say, excuse me for interrupting, Rick, but what we're hoping to do is this coming week, we're hoping to be able to gather some of the folks. They couldn't be here this weekend with us. We hope to be on with us now. Mm-hmm. But this weekend, they were very busy. So what we're hoping to do is get the folks from Southwest Detroit, from the Grace in Action Church, to talk about their Dreams in Action.
Yep.
And talk a little bit about this WeRaise program as well.
Sure.
So we're going to try to organize that and get a bunch of them on, along with a number of other community efforts, too.
Yeah.
Because I just love it, because these are people who have just rolled up their sleeves in Southwest Detroit, an area very hard hit economically, and they are just doing their very best to get people back to work and healing the community.
Yeah, it's a great ministry, and it also has another element that we like very much. We're very much committed these days to trying to help young adult leaders who have a vision and who are inspired to do things in their communities. And the Grace in Action folks are filled with young adults who are helping emerging young adults, those high school kids. So it's a win-win-win-win for us.
It is certainly. That's an area that suffered a lot from gang activity. So supporting young leaders in that area, giving them hope that they can break that cycle of violence and quick money that comes from the drug trade and things like that, it's tough. But God bless them for doing that. And they are, by the way, now you folks are a branch of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, am I right? ELCA?
We are. We're also, we come from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Right.
And so we are really supported by and support Lutherans, not just the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, but the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Right,
there
right.
are other church denominations from Lutheranism. And we like them all, and we're supported by them all. That's another unique thing about WeRaise. The funds that we have that we provide in grants for things like Grace in Action come to us from individual supporters and churches around the country. So it's really a full circle. You know, donors are supporting things in Detroit when they may live in North Dakota and never be in Detroit, but they believe in the importance of
that's wonderful.
These new ministries.
I love how the story has gone from that tuberculosis hospital in the early 1900s, and when tuberculosis was a terrible scourge in this country, and that it has gone on to where you folks are. What I love about it is you're willing to let the seeds go and not kind of control it and direct it, but really make sure that it's in good hands and do the best you can to water it and kind of weed things, but really let it go on its own. What have been some, for you, some of the really neat success stories that have, you know, stir your heart?
Yeah, I've mentioned a couple of them in Stephen Ministries and Parish Nursing.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we seeded a program out in New England that caught our attention. We had given it was actually a Lutheran social service agency out there, a grant to bring church leaders in various communities together to decide what they could do together to help people in need. One of the ideas that came out of that was in Burlington, Vermont, where people who needed jobs tended to live on one side of town, and there was no mass transit in that town, so they couldn't get to where the jobs were on the other end of town.
Dear.
They started a program they were one of the first to do a program that allowed people to donate their cars, and they ended up not only doing that, but creating this method of retooling the cars and providing service for these cars. So it became known as the Good News Garage.
I love it.
It's still there and has expanded into several other locations in the Northeast. But it allows people who otherwise would not be able to afford their own car to receive a car
and to receive repairs
and other things when they need it.
So that's wonderful. One of the great ministry outreaches is something you've seeded. Rick Herman, thank you so much for being with us, president of Wheat Ridge Ministries. And this coming week, hope to have some of the folks here in Detroit who are using some of those funds to help our city, too. Rick, thanks
Absolutely.
Again to you and to everybody out there at Wheat Ridge.